Tabitha opened her eyes slowly, fighting against the urge to close them again and go back to sleep. She hadn't slept this soundly for many years. Her nights sleeping next to her first husband, Jonathan, had been ones of either physical pain, from whatever new bruises he had inflicted, or terrified anticipation of what might next enrage him. Long after Jonathan's death, her dreams had been filled with memories of fear and misery. Even the recurring dream she had had ever since her marriage, where her father was still alive and she was the mother of two young children, left her disturbed upon waking. However, since her wedding night, barely 10 days before, she had fallen asleep each night in the safety of Wolf's arms, and whatever dreams she had were nothing more than the merest flutter of a butterfly's wing on her waking consciousness. That night, Tabitha had slept on her side, facing the window, but now she turned over so she could watch her love, her husband, as he slept. Tabitha adored watching Wolf sleep. Something about his face in repose gave her a view of what he must have looked like as a little boy. All that was missing was a thumb in his mouth. The long, dark eyelashes that framed his blue eyes were fanned out against his cheek. The sharp planes and high cheekbones were there, but somehow sleep softened them, adding to the illusion of a much younger face. Wolf had trimmed his normally overlong hair for the wedding he surprised her with, but even then it had been longer than was fashionable in aristocratic circles. Now the dark curls were starting to grow out again. Tabitha admired her sleeping husband and decided she preferred his hair on the longer side. It was a physical reminder that he might now be the Earl of Pembroke, but he would, in his soul, forever be Wolf, the thief-taker. Prior to marriage, Tabitha had been entirely innocent of what her conjugal duties would entail. Her mother, Lady Jameson, had been as derelict in preparing her daughter for the marriage bed as she had been in so many of her maternal duties. Luckily, Tabitha's sister, Petra, had gone over the basics of what she should expect. Based on her own experiences, Petra's explanation had made clear that while these duties were the least pleasant part of being married, nevertheless, marital congress was necessary in order to create the babies who would become the centre of Tabitha's life and compensate her many times over for the brief inconvenience necessary to engineer their conception. Except Tabitha had never successfully carried a baby to birth, so all she had experienced with Wolf's cousin Jonathan had been the highly unpleasant times when he had roughly, often violently, taken what was his legal right to have. Tabitha had dreaded the night Jonathan would come to her bed and only managed to endure the violation by trying to ignore what was happening to her body as her thoughts tried to float away to a happier place. It had never occurred to her that the relations between a man and a woman, between a husband and wife, could be anything other than an unpleasant experience to be endured as best one could. That was until her wedding night with Wolf. While she had been no virginal maid, knowing her history with Jonathan, Wolf had been as gentle and considerate as if she had never lain with a man before. Cognizant of the passion that had erupted on occasion when they kissed prior to marriage, Tabitha knew Wolf had kept a tight hold over himself that first time. It was only after Tabitha had relaxed under his tender caresses and he felt her body start to respond to his touch that he let himself show his new wife just how much he loved and desired her. Over the past 10 nights, Tabitha had not only become more comfortable with their lovemaking, she had even initiated it on occasion. Now she could not help herself and reached out to stroke Wolf's face. At Tabitha's first light touch, Wolf's eyes flicked open.
"I am sorry. I did not mean to wake you, but I could not resist," Tabitha confessed.
Wolf looked at her tenderly. When Tabitha had first met Wolf, she had been struck by his laughing eyes and mouth, which seemed permanently ready to smile